Blog Talk Radio.
Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with me in the studio today on Good Friday. Yes, Lord, this is Good Friday, and we are here in the studio trying to get all these attachments and things together. My goodness gracious, what a wonderful, wonderful time and season it is. Praise the Lamb of God, the time to commemorate the suffering, the passion, the death, and the burial and resurrection of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I tell you, he should be celebrated. My God. We got Prophet Daryl Sanders here with us today. Our co-host is here in the studio. Well, he's not in my studio, but he's in his studio. Hey, Prophet Daryl.
What's going on, Apostle?
Man, we here. Trying to make it do what it do for Jesus, you know?
Yes, sir.
Trying to make it do what it do for Jesus. Man, I tell you, It's excitement in the air. They got churches open everywhere today. Praise the Lamb of God for these seven last words and special Passover services tonight and this afternoon. People getting off work and driving to their churches and various worship places to hear preachers from all over, man. You know, they import preachers in Detroit. I know that Jeremiah Wright is here at Hartford Memorial, and Lance Watson, who did the foreword to my book, is over at Triumph today with Pastor Kenlock. And so, man, just a lot of preaching and worship and songs and choirs and praise teams and dancers everywhere. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're right here at PSM Live at our station where we can reach the most for the greatest Christ. Praise the Lamb of God, our utmost. We're doing the most for our utmost, trying to reach the most for the. Somebody prophesied to me again today, told me that they could not go to sleep because the Lord keep talking to them about me being on television. I said, I am not going on television without Prophet Darrell, because all I got to do is, and he can do the rest. Yes, Lord. I'm taking Prophet Darrell right on TV with me. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. My goodness gracious, boy, I tell you, the gates are opening, the doors are opening. And that was the first prophecy that came to me today, that God is opening a door that no man can close. Somebody gave me a word from you last night, Prophet Darrell. Did you send me a word last night?
Yes, I did. I can't remember what it was.
It must be from God if you can't remember it. It must be from the Lord. You remember that word. That's normally the case with me. When I can't remember the words, you know? Yeah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, man, I tell you, if there is ever a time when...
Thank you, Lord. Apostle.
He brought it back to your remembrance, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
You sure? He told me.
Talk
to
me. I'm listening.
Night, he told
From
me
last.
To tell you that the Lord is going to bless this gathering like never before.
Oh,
check
Lord
this out.
Jesus.
You ain't going to have
Hallelujah.
To pay for nothing but the room. They ain't going to have to pay nothing but for the rooms. You ain't even going to have to pay
Lord
for
Jesus.
Your room.
Lord, have
you ain't going to have to pay for your room. Everything is going to be, oh, my God, just because the glory that's upon this, upon the gathering, upon the ministry, upon your life. God said you are not going to have to come out your pocket or out your church expense to pay,
Lord,
pay for your room. Hallelujah. God going to allow somebody to pay for your room and the whole gathering.
Lord Jesus.
I don't know where
well,
you
Well, all I'm going to do is say send them on now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, my God. Now, I just saw granddaughter in queue, and now she's gone. What happened? She was there, and then she disappeared. I don't know what that granddaughter of mine doing, but anywho, praise the Lord. Oh, she back. There she is right there. Granddaughter.
Yeah.
How you doing, grandchild?
I'm doing okay.
You feeling good today, girl?
I'm a little tired, but I'm trying to get this sermon together for tonight.
I got ready to say, I know you should be preaching somewhere today. You one of them, Yeah. You better be getting.
Prophet Darrell got me and my mama preaching at his church tonight.
Help yourself, Prophet Darrell. Work 'em. Hallelujah. Let the word of the Lord. Ooh, yeah, I feel the power of the Lord here. Wow, the Spirit of the Lord just, oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. What a powerful spirit. Oh, God. My goodness, what's going on here? Yes, Lord. Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, the Lord said to tell Prophet Darrell to prepare for the move tonight. Hallelujah. That was the Lord told me to tell you. Tell Prophet Darrell he called you that. Hey, Prophet Darrell, that's what he called you. Hallelujah. He said, tell Prophet Darrell to prepare for the move tonight. Hallelujah. To prepare for the move tonight. That's what he said. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what he's about to do up in there. Lord Jesus. Woo. My goodness gracious. The Lord moving like this already. We just got on the show. We ain't prayed or nothing.
I believe God is
talking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me light up. Is here. Sylvia's here. Oh, my goodness.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Shatwan, Sylvia.
Oh, my children here. My children. I feel strong when my prophetic children get on the line. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you the truth. My goodness gracious. It's just wonderful to have. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. God. My God, my God. Yeah. He's here. My goodness gracious. Well, brothers and sisters, we pray. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season of transition and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what's jumping off and what's popping off. I know there is some avenues, some doors that is set before me, praise the Lamb of God. So I need your prayers again that I make the right decisions on what I need to do in this, that, and praise the Lord about all this going on. Yeah. So y'all just continue to pray for me. Praise the Lord. I tell you, area code 708, who is this?
Hey, Prophet, Pastor Brad.
Hey,
Pastor Brad on the line. Watch out now. Why, yeah, y'all saw you jumping now. See that? Pastor Brad didn't jump on him. Oh, my goodness, the Lord spoke to him yesterday on the show. Praise the Lamb of God about that apostleship. Yes, Lord, we might have to change that title quick. I'm telling you the truth. My goodness gracious. What a wonderful, humble spirit in this man. I love this man. I love this. He sat beside me in the church. He made me feel so good sitting there. I didn't want to get up. I'm telling you, Prophet Darrell, you wait till you meet. Have you met Pastor Brad Frazier?
Yes, we met him.
He's such a humble man, such a humble spirit. Praise the Lamb of God resides in him. Yeah, I've always been a strong talker and all that. You know, I grew up in the house with four brothers and, you know, sisters, so you had to speak your piece or just, you know, get wiped out. And that's where that came from. Lord, on the west side of Chicago, we didn't play over there. Y'all know that. Praise God. The best side, y'all know the best side of Chicago, the west side, of course. Yeah, so that, you know, was a strong thing in our family. But today is Good Friday, Pastor Brad Frazier. You going to talk to us about Good Friday today. I want Pastor Brad Frazier to do some teaching and some talking on the show. What y'all think about that?
All right. Sounds good to me.
I think Pastor Brad Frazier. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Around 1 o'clock, Pastor Brad, 1 o'clock, I want you to get ready to talk to us about out of Isaiah 53 around in there. You know what I'm talking about. We want to talk about that, Pastor Brad, and we're going to discuss it, all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just one real point I want to bring out about chapter 53 that most people miss out on this area, praise the Lamb of God, of the suffering and the passion of Christ according to Isaiah 53. And we want to look at that today, praise the Lamb of God, you know, because Isaiah is so laid out. He interchangeably talks about the suffering of God's people because of their sin, and then the restoration of God's people because of God's love through the coming of Christ. And that is the whole gist of the book of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. He talks about God's people being in a pitiful state. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God, drowning in their own blood and all of that kind of thing. He highlights so many different scenarios that allow us to see, praise the Lamb of God, the condition of a people that need a Savior. And then he shows the coming of Messiah, the restoration of the throne of David. He shows, praise the Lamb of God, this root out of a dry ground. He shows this branch coming forth out of this root. He shows out of the stem of Jesse. You know what I'm talking about, by Pastor Frazier. And so will you be with us enough to do that, Pastor Frazier, to lead us in that discussion? I know you know how to break it down, man, and I know you. So you go get in your Bible and what have you, and we're not going to bother you with nothing. We're just going to pray for you, God, open your eyes, and then we're going to discuss this 53rd Psalm because it's powerful, and it spills right over into the 54th. Sing, O barren, oh, my goodness, thou didst not bear. Break in the singing, Lord have mercy, and cry aloud. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a powerful, I love this book. It's just wonderful. My goodness gracious. Okay, let's go to prayer now. Let's go to prayer. Call somebody. Shake the tree. Tell them Pastor Brad Frazier at 1 o'clock. He's going to lead us in our teaching. Praise the Lord. The intercessors is here on Intercession Friday. It just so happened to be Good Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. When the greatest gapper, y'all know in my book, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, I talk about the gapper's anointing. Hallelujah. Those that's able to stand in the gap. Nobody was an example like Jesus. Hallelujah. He fell into the gap, brother. You remember that commercial on the gap, Gene? Fall into the gap. Jesus fell into the gap. Jesus fell into the gap. Hear me now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and allowed our sins to be, he became our scapegoat. He became, yeah, that's what he did. He became sin for us and nailed it to that tree. My goodness gracious, what a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God we serve, hallelujah, that he would become sin for us and then that he would become the price, hallelujah, of to pay the debt of sin. And then that he would pay the debt with his own life. What a wonderful God we serve, people of God. Hallelujah. Who does a thing like that? Nobody but God. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him. I love him. I love him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to go our first prayer. Hallelujah. Our general prayer here today. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. How y'all lined up? Oh, that daughter prayed yesterday. I don't even think I'm going to. She got to preach tonight. I better not put no more pressure on her. Praise the Lord. We better drop down to Athelia and let her do the general prayer. Then we're going to bring Sylvia on. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of these special prayers. Let me see. I should have a couple of more intercessors on this line. My God, my God. I'm going to draft them for some more people into the intercessory ministry real soon here, praise the Lord. Well, Prophet Dale here, he can pray too, praise the Lamb of God. I'm here, wait a minute, we got enough prayers. Hallelujah, we can pray, we can pray. My God, my God, my God. Angel is uploading us some new songs here in the near future. She had to go on her little second honeymoon or what have you. Praise the Lord, she's going to get me for saying that. Say what now?
I said go, Angel.
Go, Angel. Go, Angel. Go hang out with her husband. She's been hanging out real tough. I think they're trying to stir up a grandbaby for me. Hallelujah. Give me another little second time to be with Angel. Gabby in there in the room. Gabby here. Gabby's been here all night. She just.
Gabby.
Boy, I, the true, Gabby. She in there, but she won't come out of the room. She's not in the room. She says she on vacation.
Okay.
She says she on vacation. I tell you, Sue. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask Althea. I want you to pray for our sick and shut in. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for Valencia, one of our page members who lost a dear friend. Hallelujah. By the name, I believe, of Virginia Hill, that's on the page. And we want to remember, of course, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, you know, Easter season is another one of them seasons that a lot of death comes around us, suffering and death comes. And we want to remember those, praise the Lamb of God, and those who are reflecting and people get so depressed and all of that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. But we have a hope in God. We have a hope in Christ. And we know our Redeemer liveth. Praise the Lamb of God. And though the skin worms eat up our flesh, yet in our flesh shall we see God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Now, you can't deal with that unless you're a faith person and you recognize, praise the Lamb of God, the awesomeness of the plan of salvation. Yeah, because he's such an awesome God. He's such an awesome God. So I'm going to ask Ophelia to come now and lead us in prayer. Right now, in Jesus' mighty
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, God, Father God. We thank you for the already saturated atmosphere, Father God. We thank you for your presence now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Your children come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, on behalf of the sick and son shut in today, Father God. Oh, glorious Lord, thy God, we ask you to pour your spirit in the name of Jesus over this line, over every city represented in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch every person that's ill in need of your healing balm, Father God. Father God, we ask you to saturate every nursing room, Father God, every hospital room, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we call upon you now, Father God, for you to pour down your strength, Father God. Pour down your healing rain in the name of Jesus, Father God, and bless every man and woman and child in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the sick and shut in on you, Father God, because you are the strength, you are the power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You are the healer, Father God. You are the sustainer. You are the breath of life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to anoint and bless your doctors and your nurses, Father God. Give them revelation, knowledge, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All that it was taught, Father God, bring it back to the remembrance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put the spirit of the Lord in their soul, Father God, in their mind, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they can handle your children, Father God, correctly, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every equipment, every medication, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless each and every person who is seeking you, Father God, who is weak in the mind, weak in the spirit, weak in the soul, weak in the flesh, Father God. We ask you to restore them, make them whole in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our sister Valencia in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to keep her in your bosom in the name of Jesus. Keep your wing covered over her head, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We ask you to pour your spirit of shalom in her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory unto her, Father God. Bless her, Jesus, Father God. Strengthen her, Father God. Encourage her in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue to minister to her, Father God, and on the family of Virginia Hills, Father God. In the name of Jesus, keep the family lifted up, Father God. Encourage them, Father God. Know that the absence from the body, she is with Christ in the name of Jesus, Father God. Glory unto the Father. He is the absolute end, Father God. Continue giving them revelation, Father God. In you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you so much, daughter. Hallelujah, my God. You know, it's really a lot to pray for, and that much, hallelujah, that we as intercessors can do when it comes down to prayer in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And there's prayer calls and things breaking out everywhere, all around, people of God.
Yep.
There's a lot of prayer calls now more than we have ever had. People are praying, praise the Lamb, and praying together early in the morning. Praise the Lamb of God, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. calls, 7 a.m., 8 a.m. calls. People are making their way on various calls around this country. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Calls we don't even know that's happening are happening in conference style and order. Praise the Lamb of God to move the hand of God. And we must continue in prayer. We must continue as the family of God, hallelujah, to know that we have the ear of God. That's the one thing that we have above the rest. We have the ear of God. And any time you have the ear, hallelujah, of the power personality, praise the Lamb of God, you are counted with value. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That'll hit you in the throat one day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are of value when you are, praise the Lamb of God, one of those who has the ear of God. Your value is priceless. As they used to say when I was young, you're worth your weight in gold. If you can move the finger of God. Hello, the blight bubs. If you can get God to look when you call. If you can get God to flex his muscle, yeah, to change things.
That's right.
You're a valuable commodity because everybody can't do it. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, but when you know that God hears you. When you pray, when you call. Oh. Whew. I'm talking about down in your Noah. There's a Noah on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you ain't got to know that you know that you know. Down in your Noah. Praise the Lamb of God. K-N-O-W-E-R. You need to know. Hallelujah. That God hears you when you praise the Lamb of God. My mother and them would say, I know I can get a prayer through. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, that's what they used to say. Hallelujah. I know I can get a prayer through. And Pastor Whaley used to say, when I bow and pray right, the Lord will hear me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I was raised in a praying church. I was raised with a praying mother. I was raised in prayer. Prayer is nothing new to me. I've learned a lot of the mechanics of it and all of that and systematic process of prayer. But prayer is not new to me. Hallelujah. It's like drinking water in my house. My mother would pray on a dime. Hallelujah. And Pastor Whaley would pray. We had devotion, altar calls, everything. He didn't mind praying, praise God. And we had a spiritual church. Our church was a spiritual Baptist church. Hallelujah. Prophecy went off in our church. Back then, Prophet Darrell, I'm talking about when I was 12, 13 years old, 14 years old. Prophecy was going off in a Baptist church. Hallelujah. Amen. He anointed with oil. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. In a Baptist church, and he was ostracized. They didn't want to deal with him. A lot of the preachers didn't want to deal with him because of that. And they do me like that today. Hallelujah. But it's all right. When you hear the voice of God and you know you have the ear of God, it stops mattering to you who like you and who don't. Trying to bless somebody today. Prophet Darrell. When you know you have the ear of God, hello, light bulb, and you know your anointment and your appointment. I know I didn't say that right. When you know your anointment and your appointment, let me just put it like this then so it'll be right. When you know your ointment and your appointment, when you know what God has called you to do, when you know he has anointed you, when you know God hear you and God speaks to you, it stops mattering to you what people think about you. when it comes down to your spirituality and your relationship with God. Hallelujah. You let them go and think what they want to think. It doesn't matter, praise the Lord, because it's not going to change your relationship with God. Hallelujah. And you have chosen God evidently as your ally, praise the Lamb of God, and as first and foremost in your life. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God. Everybody else is on the second, third, and back burner when it comes down to their feelings and this, that, and another, and what they would have you to do. You march to the rhythm of a different drum major, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. I just wanted to drop that in your spirit today, because there's so many of us who try to please everybody, and you can't. Praise
That's
the Lamb
right.
of God. Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
you can't. I said you can't. Hallelujah. So I decided I just please God and go about my business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, my goodness gracious. Praise, yeah. And then, oh, no, I ain't going to even drop that out there yet, because that's too heavy for some of you. You're too young to hear some things. Some things mom and daddy wouldn't say in front of the children. They said, no, they can't handle that yet. Don't talk about it. Praise God. No, yeah, the meat. There's some meat that is hard to chew on. Praise the Lord. And I don't want y'all to miss out on that. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go forth, praise the Lamb of God, in our next level of praying. And we have to cover the churches and the shepherds of the church. And I know we pray for this a lot. But people, we can't overpray for the pastors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to call your pastor's name out of your mouth right now. I want you to call your man or woman of God name out right
Bishop
now.
Murphy Jr.
Pastor. Hallelujah. Now, right now, I got my pastor and his whole family's picture right behind me on the altar right now. Right behind me, behind my back, he right there with his whole family, praise the Lamb of God, so that I can keep him always in remembrance and prayer. Hallelujah. It ain't about voodoo on the altar. The picture is there to make me remember. Gabby's picture on there to make me remember to pray for my children. I just need just that one picture of her, because I know if I pray for her, I'm going to pray for the rest of the kids. Hello, light bulbs. Praise
That's
the Lamb
cool.
of God. A reminder to me, a point of contact, a reminder to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. And I leave them on the altar of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Because God moves on that altar. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, if you remember your man and woman of God in prayer, hallelujah, the Lord will remember you. Did you hear what I just said? Praise the Lamb. There's some of our people who are walking in the Abrahamic anointing, Prophet Darrell, that whoever blessed them will be blessed. Whoever cursed them will be cursed. I walk in that anointing. I walk in that covenant relationship. Hallelujah. I've been engrafted into that vine of blessing. And the Lord has spoken that to me out of his own mouth. That all that bless me shall be blessed, and all that curse me shall be cursed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I watched it too. I watched the curse come on them. Praise the Lamb of God. And I watched the blessings overtake them. Hallelujah. Yes, I have, in the name of Jesus. The Lamb. I've watched this come on them. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And I watched the blessings come on people. Hallelujah. Yes, I have. God in heaven, praise the Lamb. And those of us, praise God, who walk in that as shepherds in the house of God, shepherding the people of God, let me tell you something. When we undergird them in prayer, it's like you're throwing a boomerang out. Hallelujah. The blessing's got to come back on you as you're praying for them. We want to pray for the men and women of God. We want to pray for the saints, for the church that it will rise up and live out, praise the Lamb of God, the meaning of his calling, the meaning, praise the Lamb, that Christ intended for it to be a witnessing agent and not a social club. I think I said something right there, praise the Lamb of God, that the church would be a witnessing agent, hallelujah, and all the particulars that go with that, the power, praise the Lamb, the presence of God, the house of God as the house of prayer, hallelujah, instead of a place of entertainment and merchandise. Hello, somebody, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And that we'll become the witnessing agents that we should be in this season. Praise, powerful men and women of God. That's what we need in this season. Powerful men, and not lip service, powerful men and women of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Signs and wonders and miracles following. That's what we need in this day and time. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Prophet Darrell, I want you to come to the mic. I want you to come to the mic right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, let I have to find some. Let me, there it is right there. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For Prophet Darrell to put some music behind him. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, our King is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not a dead king. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Praise his holy name. Prophet Darrell going to come lead us to the throne of concerning the body of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, prophet. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on you.
Our God today.
Preliminaries out of the way, Father God. God, we just want to ask you, would you please forgive us on today? Forgive us for our sins. God, forgive us for our unrighteousness. We ask you to forgive us for our unfaithfulness, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of commission, sins of omission. Father, forgive us for the sins that we have committed unknowingly, oh God. God, we just ask you to forgive us and have mercy on today. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, thy God, our Redeemer. God, we just ask you to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us today, oh God. Look beyond our faults and yet still meet the need. In the name of Elohim,
in the name of Jesus,
God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, God, since we got the preliminaries out the way, God, we want to thank you for being a forgiving God. God, we want to tell you how much we adore you, how much we appreciate you, how much we magnify and glorify
you. Pray with them, church.
God, we just want to tell you we thank you. God, we want to thank you for raising your son. God, we want to tell you for thank you. We want to thank you, God, for raising him up out of the grave. Not only did you raise him, but you allow him to be beat for us. You allow him to be scorned for us.
Yes, you did.
You thank you. God, Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord. Jesus, we want to thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, we want to tell you thank you for your shed blood. God, we know you could have called me the name to come deliver you down off the cross, but you stayed there because of love. The compassion that you had toward us. And for this reason, we tell you thank you. Now, God,
thank you, Jesus.
That same love, oh God, that Jesus had, oh God. God, we ask you to put it down in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, for your glory, oh God. Raise up our leaders, oh God. Raise them up, oh God, to be stern men and women of God. In this season and in this hour, oh God. God, we want you to penetrate their hearts and minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we ask you to stir up our leaders, oh God. Set them on fire again for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Where they can go out into the heavens and the byways, oh God.
No.
And to tell men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life, oh God. God, put it down in your people, oh God. Put it down in the church, oh God. Put love back in the church, oh God. Put communionship back in the church, oh God. Put relationship back in the household of faith. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, son.
name of Jesus. Allow signs and wonders and miracles, oh God, to take place in this season, oh God, in the house
of
the encourage somebody in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, oh God. God, we don't pray to be repetitiously. And God, we don't pray for no show, oh God. And we don't pray to be heard, oh God. But God, we pray that you may get the glory, oh God. We pray that you may be exalted, oh God, in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, oh God, to take our leaders through, oh God, undergird them, oh God, keep them lifted up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, encourage their hearts, oh God, some want to give up and throw in the towel, somebody, I will come, I need help, somebody is wrecking and body in their pain and pain, oh God, somebody is paining in their body, oh God, oh God, we ask you to heal our leaders, oh God, heal their hearts, oh God, but their hearts have been torn down, oh God, from the membership, oh God, but God, we know you're able, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all more than we can ask or ever think of. God, please show have mercy in the name of Jesus.
Have mercy today.
Oh God, give us another chance, oh God, in this season, oh God, to do what you tell us to do, in the name of Jesus. God, we'll teach your people the way to righteous living. Give us another chance, God. Oh,
yes, God.
God, you know what our flesh goes through. But Father God, the spirit is willing, but this flesh is weak. God, we come to know that there is no good in this flesh. God, we ask
yes,
you
God.
To help us to bring our flesh subject, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch these leaders, oh God, that walk around with attitudes, act like the world owes them something. God, look on them, oh God. Look on these leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, look on them, God. Look on the pastors, in the name of Jesus. Encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the apostles, oh God. Look on the evangelists. Look on the missionaries. Look on the deacons. Look on the prophets. Look on the mothers, Lord. Look on the prophets. Look on the deacon. In the name of Jesus. And bless them all mean nurses, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Put love down in the heart. In the name of Jesus. And God, on this holy week, oh God, germinate these churches with your glory. God, we know the people are coming out, but they think it's about eggs. They think it's about baskets, oh God. They think it's about their clothes. But God, we ask you to set them on fire, oh God. Set them on fire, oh God. They come to church once a year, but God, let them come and get in the word, oh God. We don't need no Easter speeches. We don't need no Easter message. We need some message. We need some some deliverance messages. Some healing, oh God. Send healing in the room, oh God. Send prophecy in the room, oh God. In the name of Jesus. It might be another quick thing, but God, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, oh God. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. And God, we ain't gonna wait till the battle's over. But we say thank you now. We shout now. We praise you now, God. Because we know we got the victory. We got the victory over the enemy.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God and amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 L Have your way, God. Have your way, God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless your name. Lord, bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, this man that prayed in here, I tell you that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
His praying. Woo! My goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just sold out on prayer. I just really am. Praise God on this intercessory day. It's Good Friday. Those of you listening to my voice, like to call in and be a part of our live show today, you can. Our education is about to come up in a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God as we discuss this passion. Praise the Lamb of God according to the book of Isaiah 53. And Pastor Brad Frazier is going to be with us in just a few minutes, praise God. So you need to shake the tree and get folk on the line. And also, praise God, those of you listening via the Internet, you want to be a part of the live show, you can at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and become a part of this, praise the Lamb of God, dynamic ministry. Asking questions and what have you, interacting with our guest today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing some more studies on that blood moon, Lamb of God, that I'm going to have for you all next week. I want to make sure I get all of this broke down together so that we can present it right. Praise God. Hallelujah. With the scriptures that are revealed, praise the Lamb of God, so much about them. We want to do that on next week. They're very important to, praise God, the move of God in this season. Hallelujah. For the moon shall be for signs, for times, and for seasons. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what he hung it for. That's his divine purpose. For times, signs, praise the Lamb of God. That's what the Bible says. And seasons, praise God. Hallelujah. And we will look at that and see what season are we really in and how close to the millennium reign, the rapture, and all of that. Praise God. How close are we? Praise. Yeah, those are some good questions and answers to engage ourselves in. Yes, it is. Praise God. 646-564-9818 is the call-in number. And you can be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am so grateful, praise God, for men and women of God, hallelujah, that's called in from all around the country and abroad, the UK, the Africa, Syria, Lamb of God, the Philippines, all around us is people who... The prophetic embrace, hallelujah, oh my goodness, and some who live their lives by it, hallelujah, by what they hear the Lord speaking and what they hear the Lord saying. And all of us love to get a piece of prophecy, praise the Lamb of God. Othelia, I thought I had forgot about her, but I don't forget, praise the Lamb of God. I'm like the old people. I know I'm a child of God, although I move so slow. I wait until the Spirit comes and moves at God's. See, a lot of people don't even know those old hymns like that. That used to keep us in check, praise God. Hallelujah. But I still remember them. Yes, I do. Praise the Lord. And the meaning and the significance of them. Yeah, praise the Lord. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Are you an ordained elder by any chance?
Adelia? No, not yet.
But you are in ministry already.
I am not an ordained minister as yet. I'll
as you confess your calling? Have you confessed your calling? You have done that. You're in the minister's training. Okay, praise the Lord.
I will be next year. I didn't take this class.
All right, well, you need to get in there because, yeah, that's a part of the mandate of God on your life. Praise the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's some more to come with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, it's some more to come. Don't you worry about it. I just wanted to check that out first and make sure my antennas was up, worked properly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Boy, the lines are lit up today. Prophet Darrell, I tell you, you're a praying man. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that when you pray, you pray. You don't play. Hallelujah. You really pray. And you pray fervent prayers. Hallelujah. And the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous is what availeth much. Praise the Lamb of God. We got about 10 minutes. I'm going to pray over the prosperity, hallelujah, over the people, over all of us, over you, in this season, that God richly bless you. I know that the promises of God are being fulfilled. I know they are. I'm not second guessing. I know they are, Lamb of God. I know God is doing a great work in the earth among the saints. And I know, hallelujah, that a greater work is about to be performed even across these next few months, that we're going to see God move, hallelujah, mightily to draw people back to him, to bring this country even under, praise the Lamb of God, covenant with God again. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I want to pray for our prosperity, that we have wisdom in it, and that we also, praise the Lamb of God, walk in humble submission to the will of God, that we don't be loose cannons with prosperity, but that we walk in humble submission. Yeah. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to pray about that. Woo, my God, so that we can receive from God the best that God has. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the prayers that have already gone up as one man's prayer. Bless you for Celia. Bless you for Prophet Darrell. Thank you, Father, that as we were arose this morning, hallelujah, oh, we were clothed in our right mind. Yes, we were, God. We were able, yes, to function properly today. We bless you that all is well because of you and because of your presence and not because of conditions and circumstances, but because you are present and prevalent in our lives. We see you, oh God, in the good times and the bad, and we bless you. Father, I thank you for this season that's come to an end. Hallelujah. Of lack. Oh, God, yes. This season, oh, God, of drought, this season. Hallelujah. That has laid many waste, barren. Hallelujah. Struggling. But I know your word declares that the war is over. Struggle is over. And that you are restoring and refreshing your people. We thank you today, Father. Hallelujah. That you are God that heareth prayer. And that you hear our prayers, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That even right now, you're hearing us. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Ah, bless you, God. And Father, And I look to you, hallelujah, and I ask you in humility to prosper us, hallelujah. The time of our prosperity is here. Time for the words that you've spoken in secret to be made manifest.
Yes,
the hour, oh God, for promises to be fulfilled has made its arrival. The time, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, God, for your servants to wear purple, hallelujah, over rags. The hour has come, Father. Woo! For your bride to walk in her royal linen, hallelujah. The church, oh God, to be draped in fine linen because she has made herself worthy, made herself right in your eyes. Oh, Jesus, look today, hallelujah, for power and dominion and riches I were given unto you when you opened the seals, when you took the book from the hand of God. Spill it on your children. Spill it on us, oh God. Dominion and power, wealth, riches, honor, glory be upon your people. Oh, God, you're awesome, God. Nothing you can't do. Doors you can open, Father. So many, Father, need you in this day. So many bills, so many things that they're struggling with. But I know the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. It's in your hands. I know you can break the back of poverty off your people. I know you can break the back, hallelujah, of lack and struggle and strain off of your people. Hallelujah. The 7 years of famine has ended. Now, Father, let the refreshing rain come. Let restoration come. Let renewal come. Hallelujah. Let new joy come. For this garment, oh God, that has been on us like sackcloth and ashes in death. Hallelujah. This garment of grieving, this garment of what we've lost and taken away, for the enemy has come in. But Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you are able today to give back what the enemy has taken, to restore, hallelujah. Bless your people. Bless these prophets and prophetesses. Bless these men and women of God. Hallelujah. They know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are hearing God to reward your faithful ones. Look today on your intercessors, Father. Look today, Father, and grant them prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, God, grant them prosperity today. And we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and amen.
Amen.
In the name
amen.
Of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, I love him today. I love him today. Yes, God. Yes, God. Prosperity be unto you. I decree it and declare it over your lives as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now wave your banners over us, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Ah, God. Ah, God. We give you praise. Who is like unto you that can hear prayer? Oh, Jesus, who is like you that moves, oh, God, at the behest of your children. Thank you. Hallelujah. I bless you today. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. I feel you, the Lord say, he swear by all that he is that you shall move into a new place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He your name real strong just now. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's something about this ministry call that's different. Praise the Lamb of God than the other ones that's around you. Hallelujah. You are a special one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In this ministry call that is on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. God said he needs you to be the example for the others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He needs you to be the example for the others, the Lord says. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My God. Live before me, saith the Lord. Walk before me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, wealth and riches is in your house.
Amen.
Wealth and riches, Athelia. Athelia is in your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wealth,
amen. Amen.
Riches.
Thank you,
house.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Bless him.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we give you praise, Lord. And we give you honor. There's none like you. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Boy, oh boy, I had to let that one out. I had to let that out. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Yes,
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, your mic is open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, I give you praise today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord. Somebody, I don't know if you all can reach Pastor Edom through text message or something on Facebook, but there's going to be a shift, praise the Lamb of God, down in Southern Africa that's going to affect him greatly. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. In a positive manner. There's a shift in South Africa, hallelujah, that's going to be a blessing to him. Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God, hallelujah. God's going to do it, and it's going to cause blessings to flow into the hands of Adam. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. I see a baby, praise the Lamb of God, a boy child with some type of infectious disease, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. God is healing now, praise the Lamb of God. God is healing. Hallelujah, this little boy. Hallelujah, yes, God. Hallelujah, still in Pampers. This child is still in Pampers. Praise the Lamb of God. God is healing right now. Name of hallelujah. Glory to your name. Give you praise. We give you praise. I love you, Lord. Yes, God. I shed it in a little shot. Under a hush. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Trust help me over in this area. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Whew, my goodness, I can't pray sometimes, Lord. Lord God.
Shut up.
Yes, Yes, God.
You come on the
Prophet, even in this move tonight, I see like a blanket mantle being placed on you, a heavier anointing. Praise the Lamb of God being placed on you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God that you're going to walk in a heavy anointing, man, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. This is, oh, my God. There's something going to happen in there. Man, I don't know what y'all finna do. But something to happen, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to put that ministry, like, on the map. You hear what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If you're having a Zuzu moment, please let me know. Praise God. God's going to do something mighty. God's going to do something great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As it relates. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let me see. Who is this? This is like Dr. J. Praise the Dr. J, is this
yes,
you?
Sir. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Hallelujah. What's happening, girl?
God is good as usual, as always. And he's still doing great things. I have Joshua Emmanuel here, and he has some prayer requests.
All right.
Here, Josh.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Prophet.
Joshua.
Hello, Prophet.
How you doing, man?
Good.
All right. What are we going to pray about?
To help me weed.
Help you read.
Help me read to
remember. Remember what you're reading?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's a good one there. You know, I prayed that, and now I can remember everything, man. I'm telling you. I prayed that when I was young, too. I asked God for memory, and let me tell you something. I still mm-hmm. don't have to take notes in the pulpit or nothing. I can preach an hour, 2 hours, never look at a note. Hallelujah, just out of memory. Yeah, God can do that for you. My goodness gracious, praise God. Who can believe God with me to give him supernatural memory? Hallelujah, today. Praise the Lamb of God and cause him to perceive what he reads. Oh, Father, I command the blessing. Hallelujah, upon young Joshua, even now. Joshua Emmanuel, oh my goodness, God with us, and he's saving. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, the deliverer. Our God is with us, and he's delivering Joshua, hallelujah, whose name is synonymous with Jesus. Lord, in Jesus, by the name, this precious child, you've heard his words. For the eyes and ears of the Lord are everywhere. Hallelujah. Father, we grant the gift. Hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost in him that brings all things back to our remembrance whatsoever you taught us. Ah, God, give him that photostatic memory, even as you've given me. Give him, hallelujah, that mindset. Remember your word, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, but he needs perception. He needs the interpretation, understanding. So the wisdom of your word, Father,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
Let it be a blessing in his life, and more so a blessing to your kingdom. Get glory out of him, Father, according to the prophecies that has been placed on him already. Hallelujah. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Joshua.
You're welcome.
What a humble and sweet young man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, my God. Dr. J, how'd you get Joshua today, Dr. J?
I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm. You hanging out with your grandmother? That's wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we must move on now. Praise God. We must move on. Wait a minute. It's another call from the Bayou down here. Hey, Erico 504, your mic hot.
Yes, good morning.
He's
good
here.
Afternoon.
Hey.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
This is my Carter.
Yes.
How you doing there, girl?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I thought my memo was, I thought the alligators had got you.
No, they have not gotten
you. I thought you was an alligator ya-ya by now or something, you know?
Oh, no, indeed. Mm-mm. Stay way away from that. Yes, I just called to holler at you.
How's school coming?
You know, I'm still kicking. I'm doing fine.
You're doing fine. You're loving it, Mom.
I enjoy it.
I was talking about you yesterday. I talked about you yesterday on the show. That you had went back to praise the Lamb of God being up in age and most people can't do that. And you went back and Dad had went back. Say he going back. My goodness gracious. This
and
is a wonderful thing, boy. And next year you'll be graduating. My God, my God. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. We're just delighted to hear your voice. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, this is Monique Carter and Trevia Carter and all this, their mother. The first time we went to the sanctuary, Mom was with us. Praise the Lamb of God. She went and she brought her daughters. When we had a wonderful time down in we just put the poster on the page to go back. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Here in August, we're going back to the sanctuary. They've been bugging me about a trip, so hallelujah. We're planning this trip to go down to the sanctuary and spend some time
That's
with
great.
The Father. Hallelujah.
We had
yeah,
a wonderful
right.
time at the sanctuary. It was
wonderful
peaceful.
Fellowship. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Very
communing
peaceful.
Together, invitation.
Right.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful time we
communing
had.
Communing with each other.
Oh,
the
yes.
The Holy Spirit
oh,
comes
yes.
in and... The rooms are so gorgeous.
The rooms are so gorgeous. Don't tell it all, Mama. I want to surprise them with a little bit. Hallelujah. Those rooms are so fine, and you don't need nothing but your clothes and your toothbrush. Hallelujah.
That's all.
They got the Bible in there for you already. Your altar is in your room. All the reading material, your music is there. You can't bring no laptops or none of that kind of stuff, people of God. Hallelujah to
yes.
the sanctuary. It is a place of soaking and seeking.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
A spiritual soaking and seeking before the Father. And you're absorbing
mm-hmm.
the room that the apostle assigns you to. And when you come out,
yes.
you're going to be that room or that room going to be in you. It's an awesome place for you to visit. Isn't
it?
And
it
we
is.
Want you to come and journey with the prophet. As we go, praise the Lamb of God, to the sanctuary, I'm hosting this trip. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm hosting this trip. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're asking you to come and go with us, if you would. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I might have to grab Prophet Darrell while I'm going to drive it down that way and make him go. He needs to go to the sanctuary. Hallelujah. He said he going. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell said he going and seek some God. I'm telling you, people, this you will never, ever regret doing. If you go follow my instructions and do what I tell you to do, you will never regret going to the sanctuary. Praise
no.
the Lamb of God.
No.
Who else would do it?
You don't regret it not one
bit.
I haven't regretted not one time. It was a very awesome and pleasurable trip.
Ooh,
and
you
the fellowship
no,
was just out of this world. It was... It's good when the saints of God can get together and fellowship and commune and then have that time to commune with God as well as
yes.
with the saints. And it's so
yes.
pleasant. The environment is so peaceful and so pleasant.
So peaceful.
And that's what you need. You need that time alone,
Hallelujah.
That time away, the time to reflect, the time to allow God to minister to you as well as you minister to God. And concerning you and what you desire for God to do in your life, that's a good time
right.
of reflection. And you don't
yeah.
have no disturbance, you know, none
Nobody
of that stuff.
Nobody bothering you, not
so,
just You and God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Just you and God.
You and God.
And that's an awesome, awesome time. So whoever take that trip, I know they're going to be happy they did. Whoever want to get away and want to just be them and God, I know they're going to be happy to do so, because guess what? They're going to meet God there. They're going to meet God there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, they're going to meet him, because the place has been consecrated. And when a place is consecrated and set aside for God and for his use, and you can't help but be blessed.
Boy, and then Apostle Ewan said she's going to meet us there, too. I already talked to her. She said she's going to meet us there, praise the Lamb of God, and come and minister to us like she did before. Hallelujah. She spent so much time with us, my God. Hallelujah. And this time we're going to make sure, again, not this time, but we're going to make sure we sow into the sanctuary, because we want them doors to stay open. This place should not close, praise the Lamb of God. It should be open 24/7, and all she needs to keep for the upkeep of it should be done by the saints, praise the Lamb of God, because of the type of ministry it offers. It's very unique, people of God. Don't think you have experienced anything like it, because you haven't. Hallelujah. So get ready. The 14, hallelujah, that's going. Well, it's really 13, I believe, because that one room mine. Praise the Lord. So one room mine. She may let me go in the upper room. Boy, there's an upper chamber. It's pure white, the whole room. The only other color in that room is the blood color that's in that vase of communion, the communion drink, whatever is in that vase that you can see. Oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful. It's plush in that. Oh, my God. It's the chamber of the Lord, she called it, the King of Kings, the room, the King of Kings. She said nobody really sleeps in that. She only have allowed a couple of people and herself ever go in that room to sleep, but she did let me go in the room. Praise God. You talking about beautiful. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's awesome. It's awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, your mic hot again. I think this you or Sam or one of y'all.
This is Sam, yep. Prophet. How you doing? Hey, Prophet
Daryl.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you, Sandra. And this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time for all of those that's able to go with us. But it's a first come, first serve day. I can't be holding no rooms. Don't worry, I'm going to get your money in. You want to go, you got to get your registration in. Praise the Lamb of God, which is that first $75. Get it in so we can get this done. Praise God, hallelujah, because all of it right now is held on my card. Hello, somebody, because we're going as the group. I booked the whole house. Hello, Lightbug. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you know. Now you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it's got to come up off my card. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
So let's get it on. Let's get it on. And everybody, you know, that do everything we want to do when we want to do it. So act like you in jail and need $75 to get out and get that money in to a registration form. Hallelujah. Because you was in jail and need $75, you will get it. Don't be acting like it take you 2 months to get $75. Diane, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get you a jar. If you're not a saver, stop putting you some ducats in the jar so you can have your little, you know, your little change with you. Just a little change. You don't need much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And let's get ready to go to the sanctuary. All right, all right, all right. Pastor Frazier is with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Frazier is going to bring that word to us now. Are you here, my brother?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Pastor Frazier is here. Praise the Lamb of God. He got an extra few minutes. Hallelujah. To look at this passage of Scripture in Isaiah 53 as we've been going through Isaiah. Praise the Lamb of God again. Just a little recapitulation of the warning and judgment of God for Israel, for Judah, praise the Lamb of God, concerning their exiles with the Assyrian exile and the Babylonian exile. Both impact them, praise the Lamb of God, greatly because of their rebellion, because of their idolatry and sin, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord visits them in a real, real harsh way. Hallelujah. I mean a harsh way. People of God, when God starts killing his people and people are supposed to bear his name, God is not happy about it. Praise the Lamb of God. But sometimes we do not take God serious. Hallelujah. We profane his name so bad. If you read the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, you will see how God deals with his name. If God calls it, says something about his name about three or four times in that chapter. He says, not the chapter with the dry bones, the one before it, the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. He said, you have profaned my name. Then he said, you have profaned my great name. Then he said, you have profaned my holy name. He keeps talking about his name and the way that we mistreat his name. Because we are his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the name of the Lord is to be honored and respected. It ain't just talking about the name itself. Him. He is to be honored and respected. He is to be obeyed. He is to be followed. Hallelujah. And some people try to act like, oh, no, I don't believe God doing this and God doing that. Watch him. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told Israel, I kill nations for you. Don't think God don't kill nobody, because he does. I have destroyed nations for you. I destroy Egypt for you. Now, watch and see what he do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt, your mic is hot also. Praise the Lamb. All right. Here we are, people. Pastor Brad Frazier. Hallelujah. Your mic, sir.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet. I take this time and thank you for allowing me to take part in the ministry. I'm humbled that you saw that God sees fit for me to be a part of PSMI. And those of you that are not a part of it or have not taken not one time to sow into this ministry, heed me, sow into this ministry. This man of God gives of himself numerous of times. Doesn't ask for anything. Everything he asks is for the ministry. It's not for himself. And people of God, let's go into the man of God. Let's keep his arms lifted up because he has a great work that he's doing, and we want to keep him lifted up before God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Prophet has been teaching, and been teaching good in Isaiah. And we come to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And it really deals with the suffering servant.
Yeah.
The suffering servant. Now, yes. Many of you remember that movie, The Passion of the Christ, came out in 2004. Mel Gibson was criticized for it. And to this day, he still get criticized for this movie.
Yes,
they criticize him because he's telling the truth. And there's a problem with folks don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
Everybody wants the sugar-coated gospel. There is no, you cannot sugarcoat God's words. You either tell the truth or you deal with the circumstances.
Yes, Lord.
Now, the Passion of the Christ is brutal. It's bloody. But
yes.
There's a placement. But it's a place where humility is met,
that's right.
where the peace and wholeness can be found. And if you don't know, 700 years before Christ came into the world, God opened the eye of the prophet.
Yes, he did.
To see the very heart of Christ as his saving work.
Amen, man of God. You're doing good.
We first encounter him and his work in Isaiah 52 and in Isaiah 53. And the words of these chapters, you might almost think that we are reading a report of a man who is standing by when the Son of God died upon a cursed tree. But these are words of a man who lived almost a millennium beforehand. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Isaiah. They call him the eagle-eyed prophet. He wrote the sin astonishing death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And did so with present detail and accuracy. Why did he do it in so much accuracy? And he brought it out so because God, the Holy Spirit, inspired him. The Holy Spirit breathed in the words into him. And as the words came into him, he wrote them out. Nothing else can explain this prophecy. Now, Isaiah 52, I know I'm kind of jumping, but this is how God gave it to me. Isaiah 52, all right. 13. And
behold, my servant shall deal prudently.
Yes.
He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. 52 and 13, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's it right there.
And then in Isaiah 53 and 12.
Uh-huh. Says, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That's what it says.
Now, those scriptures are as they call it, the servant song.
Okay.
The servant song. It's also
the servant song.
It's the servant song that prophesied that the Messiah, God's servant, the Savior who will rescue us from sin's death and give us a new blessed life.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, Prophet. My Bible got turned.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, in chapters 52 and 53 also reveals Christ's death comes at God's initiative.
Okay.
And the heart of God to save his people.
Now stop right there, Pastor Brad Frazier, because that's something that I put emphasis on when I minister in that, is that we must remember the scripture says it pleased God to bruise him.
Yes.
So Christ's death, suffering, was God initiated.
Yes.
It was God initiated. God gave his son. God ordained it, so God ordered this. It pleased God that he would bruise him. Go ahead, man of God. Hallelujah.
It pleased God. And we need to realize that if Christ hadn't came, you think we're messed up now, we would be in a worse state than we're ever in.
Lord, have mercy. I don't even want to think about that. Lord Jesus.
I'm with Prophet. That's something I don't want to think about. I don't even want to imagine. And, you know, a worse state. I mean, we already got kids dying for nothing.
Right.
The enemy is wiping out our young men. You know, the male seed. He's trying to wipe them out. You know, the enemy is coming at our preachers, our pastors. The enemy is trying to kill the church.
Yes.
But he said in his word, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is a time where I was talking with someone at work, and we were talking about different things that were going on. This is a time when we have to go into spiritual warfare heavy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time we need to be in spiritual warfare heavy. This ain't the time to be playing. If you want to play, then you need to go somewhere else.
My goodness.
Go to Toy Us and get you a toy.
You know, go play somewhere else. You know, Prophet's been teaching on, and he's been talking about, you know, the prophecies God has given him years ago that God is bringing back to his remembrance. You know, yesterday he stated that this has been the worst that it's been in within the last 7 years. You know, we have to take heed to that. We got to take heed to the true prophets, God, not these fly by night prophets,
bootlegging prophets, parking lot prophets.
There you go. You know, you ain't been nowhere. You ain't studied. You know, you done stole somebody's sermon off the internet, and you trying to, you know, preparate it for you. That is yours.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm getting off track. But I'm Jesus Christ's mission, you know, Israel is pictured as a servant of God. Sometimes it is the prophet Isaiah himself. Sometimes we have to realize that he came with a mission. It wasn't that he wanted to do this. It was his appointed time, and it was his job. It was his mission for this. And we have to realize we all have a mission. We all have a destiny and a purpose, and we all have a job to do. We don't have time to sit back and just say, well, you know, yeah, he gave me this to do, but I'm going to pass it on to somebody else. If he gave you a job to do, you're going to have to do it.
Say that.
And I'd rather do it willingly than have to be forced to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Because when God...
And you know, Pastor Brad, even in the onset of chapter 53, when you look at the description, how it lays out, you see the predestination. You see the pre-assignment. You see the predetermined counsel of God on the life of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, that mirrors what you're saying about us. A lot of us don't take into consideration that we were predestined, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And destiny is the root word of really of destination. We were predestined for a predetermined destination in God that's already assigned to us. And I said this on yesterday, when we find that assignment and we walk in that assignment, praise the Lamb of God, and make that priority and do what the Lord has ordered for our life, our lives become so much easier to live. The struggle, praise the Lamb of God, ends right there. Because what we do is wrestle in our spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We wrestle in our spirits with this. We have a tug of war with God, our flesh and our spirit. Our carnal man wants to live a life. And our spiritual man, who has been given a destiny, wants to do what God wants us to want it to do. And we find ourselves always until you yield and say, you know what? I surrender this flesh to the Spirit of God and to what God want me and what God want me to do and walk therein. That you will always be in a tug of war and wonder why nothing is working for you. Because you're really in rebellion. And rebellion is as witchcraft. Hello, somebody. I didn't know I'm telling the truth because they've been in it. Lamb of God, hallelujah. And we get frustrated sometimes in the pattern that God has placed us in. Jesus did. That's why we have the Gethsemane experience. Father removed the cup. It's the Lamb of God. I mean, we have the guy, Jesus got frustrated with it. If it's possible, move this cup. You know, I don't really want to do all of this. And there's sometimes in our ministry journey and in the will of God that you can get frustrated and want to flip the switch and say, you know what, forget this. I'm just going to go and do that. I had one of my friends quit pastoring, went back to school, got a degree to be a lawyer, went to court. His first case fell out in court. And while he was in, fell out, while he was passed out, the Lord took him away in a vision and showed him standing behind the pulpit like he was a lawyer debating salvation. He ain't been back in the courtroom since. All that time going to school and paying out all that money. Hallelujah. We need to learn our assignment. Hallelujah. I love that. Love that about that. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Verse 2 right there. Look at that. And like a root out of a dry ground, and he has no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. It lays out, praise the Lamb of God, Christ so beautifully. Go ahead, teacher. I just wanted to inject.
Yeah. I'm glad you came at that verse, Prophet. Because when God sends his servant to save the rebel reject, they despise him.
Yeah.
And it gives us the answer right there. Israel expected a mighty, valiant conqueror to storm her enemy, to tear down the gate, and to lead her into a freedom in a blaze of victory. You know, they were looking for a handsome prince with charisma, you know, to come along. They wasn't looking for, you know, Jesus to come along. They were looking for somebody else. You know, they couldn't accept him. They couldn't accept that this servant of a poor carpenter, you know, they couldn't accept it. He didn't come in, you know, on a horse. He didn't come in with the blaze of trail. He came in silently.
Yeah.
He came in. He was sensible. He was quiet.
Yeah.
You know, he had a lifestyle of worship, so to speak. You know, his view of life didn't fit their view. So what did they do? They rejected him.
Right.
You know, just like most of us. you know, God give us a view of what he want and how he want us to do, but that ain't the view that we want.
And you said something. You must read verse 6.
All of us have gone astray.
Like sheep.
All of us have turned in our own special way. Yeah, you know. For the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of us. He was oppressed, verse 7, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb. So he opened up not his mouth.
His mouth.
Jesus said word.
My God.
All of us at some point are rebel rejects.
I like that.
Wow.
All of us at some point are rebel rejects. We don't like anyone telling us what to do. We go in our own way.
Come on now.
We just don't think about him. We do things our way, give me my own way. You know,
that's
this is our condition. You know, we are rebel rejects. No one is
tell the truth, we bootlegging. Some of the
no one is exempt to this rule. All of us, each of us, in a very place. We all have been to that place where, you know, God said, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go minister to your brother or to your sister. And you sat there and said, I ain't going. You know, they talked about me. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with them. But, you know, the same ones that talked about Jesus was the same ones that he would minister to.
You better say that again.
The very same one who hollered, crucify him.
Won't Barabbas a thief?
Crucify him. They cried Hosanna. They cried Hosanna 1 minute, then they turned around and hollered, crucify.
Yeah.
The same one he fed with the 2 fish and 5 barley loaves were the same ones that turned around and turned their back on.
Demons.
How many times have God has done something for us, but then we turned around and turned our back on God?
Preacher. Woo!
Hey, you know, preacher. Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
In all that Christ did, I mean, I know we jumped to the 6th verse, praise the Lord, but I really wanted to walk through this, man. No. You did good at what he was talking about. That was good. They know you ain't. It ain't no problem. The scriptures is there for us to go back and forth. It says in verse 3 here, because this is something I want to bring out, that he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And a lot of us don't even consider that the Lord associated himself or allowed himself to be open to that type of depression.
Woo.
Are you listening to this?
Peace,
he is
man.
Despised.
Yeah.
Rejected of men. Some of us can't take a man of sorrows. And acquainted with grief. We've never seen him in this light, even in movies or nothing. They don't portray him this way.
Nope.
And we hear it as it were our faces from him. He was despised. Again, it says, a second time. And we esteemed him not. Verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs. and carried our sorrows. Surely he has borne our griefs.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What makes you grieve? He's already borne it for you.
Ooh.
That's why you can cast your cares on him. What makes you sorrowful? You can cast it on him.
Yes, sir.
Because he's already carried it for you.
He was pierced for our transgression.
Woo! Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That's the way we esteemed him, that God had turned his back on him. That's the way they viewed Jesus on the cross, being crucified, so God was against. Now, that's just like people. When you go through something,
yes,
Prophet Darrell, when you're going through, they going to say God is against you.
Yeah, I know, just like Job.
And sometimes God is the one ordering the punishment.
Ain't that something?
He has chosen us out of the furnace of affliction, but we can't get a grip on that. Anytime something bad happens, it's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Apostle? You know what? I come to understand that when we go through stuff like that, you know what? Check this out. It's the devil, but is God allowing him to? The devil can't do nothing except God allow it.
I agree with that too.
And
yeah, that's
allowed.
One. That's
like
right hand, left hand. Yeah.
Job and God had not allowed it.
That's right.
I love it. Attack me, Satan.
Hallelujah.
But don't you touch
this
my life.
This is so powerful when you really look at this passage of scripture, and Prophet Darrell and Pastor Frazier. Saints, when you look at this and you take time to analyze it and break it down, it'll heal you.
It sure will.
I had to get over a death one time, and I stumbled up on that fourth verse. I had to let the grief go. I would call in this scripture a lie if I was going to keep grieving. Wait a minute. He has borne. He already bore it. All I got to do is release it to him. You're grieving because you want to grieve. He has borne. And remember all of this, Isaiah is saying in the prophetic past. All of this is past tense. He has borne. Not he's going to bear. Jesus ain't even born yet. But in the prophetic past, come on with me here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Christ
was
already slain before the foundations of the world.
My God.
This had already taken place in God, and Jesus wasn't even born yet. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong.
Woo!
But he was wounded.
Ah, yes.
Woo! Go ahead, Pastor Frazier. You was right there. Hallelujah.
Stop
going to make me preach. Now go ahead, Pastor Frazier. I ain't going there. Boy, I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
We are healed.
We are
I'm already healed.
That's we are healed. Healed.
We are healed.
We are healed, or are we going to be here?
We are here. See, we got so many people, I'm waiting on to be healed. What?
That's
now. It said it right there.
The prophetic now. That's the prophetic now. We are healed. In other words, The price for our healing that was has already been paid.
Say it, Apostle. Don't make
the children's bread is already baked. God ain't got to bake that bread.
He just waiting on us to come eat it.
No, that's right. Bread of heaven sent down from glory. The bread already been baked.
Fred Hammond sang that song.
The bread has been served.
The living word.
Nah.
He is the living word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. Go ahead, Pastor Frazier, where we at, man? Don't let this clock run out. Come on, I got to get somewhere. I'm heading with this, man.
Okay, we're in verse 6. We all are like the sheep that have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him iniquity of all of us. He was oppressed and afflicted.
Did you hear what he said? The iniquity and the sins of all of us was laid upon him. He already took care of our sins. All we got to do is confess them and repent.
Amen.
But he's already paid the price for them.
Come on, Pastor Frazier.
Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor.
Now, verse 7 deals with his humble submission.
Yeah.
Let me see if that's still moving. Verse 7.
We see four things that's happening to him, and three times he responded. First, he was oppressed. This word oppressed is most used in the Old Testament of that of taskmasters that due to his slave.
Yeah.
They pushed him hard and drained a terrible sense of pressure, stress, and burden on the slave. Jesus experienced this in the same way. So he was first oppressed. Secondly, he was afflicted.
Right.
So the word implements he was humiliated.
Right.
No, he was treated with contempt, shame, belittled, scorned, mocked, ridiculed. All that was God, Jesus slipped during the whole ministry and forced down his throat. It was just awful. It was a horrible experience. Then thirdly, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, he was sheared like a sheep before the shearer. They stripped him of his his friends, his honor, and his divine protection was stripped of him. No one has ever been naked as Jesus as he was on Golgotha. But in all of this, all of his suffering, all that he went through in this verse, he kept silent. He did not open his mouth to defend himself. His response was silence. It was patience and acceptance. How many of us
can
keep our mouth closed when folks are mistreating us?
No, we got to go correct. We got to go correct.
How many of us can say can just sit back and say, you know, and let God fight our battles before we get in and try to straighten them out and give them a piece of our mind? And the piece of mind that you give them, you really need that piece of mind.
We were going to fight. Come on.
Pastor Frazier, we ain't going to make it, man. We got 4 minutes, man. Look at that. I got to see it. say it. I got to say this. I need them to look at it because I want to say this. Our intercessors today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah, well, he talks about here, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My God, my God, my God. In verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord. Lamb to the Father as the cross tears. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generations? For he was cut off out of the land of the living.
Uh-huh.
For the transgression of my people was he stricken. For Israel was he stricken. For the transgression of my people. For us he was stricken. Watch this. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. We know about the grave and Joseph of Arimathea, a rich man, and had a rich grave, so he made his grave there. Yeah. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. He didn't have nothing to die for, but he was crucified. Yet it pleased God to bruise. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now that's talking about the germination of Christianity. Hallelujah. His seed. He shall see his seed. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge, and shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Through him bearing our iniquities, he has justified us, of course. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Watch this now. I want to see this now. That's the reward of it all. But watch this. Because he has poured out his soul unto death. Here it is, intercessors. He was numbered with the transgressors.
Come on.
And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. There's not enough intercession going on for sinners.
That's right.
That's right.
I think I dropped the bomb on you, baby.
Go on and sound the bomb, Apostle. Go on and sound the bomb.
I think I dropped a bomb on me. Yeah, you know the song. Right. Intercession.
Yeah.
Should be set around transgression.
Yes.
Intercession. When you see it at its best, again in my book, The Gapper's Anointing, is always somebody standing in the gap for people who deserve to die. Hello,
yes,
light bulbs.
Come on, man.
Not just for the church and praying for the pastor and praying. We do so much praying for the saints till we don't pray for the sinners.
Yes.
I say it again. We do so much praying for people who saved, who won't sit down and study the word and grow and develop self so that they can pray for themselves until, hello, light bulbs, the saints are doing city parties all the time, and we don't have time enough to focus in on the real problem, and that is sinners have outnumbered the saints.
Yes.
And we are not praying for their salvation. We're talking about them.
Yep.
My God.
Hold on. We talk about the sinners, but we don't pray for their salvation.
Go.
We say they going to hell because we ain't interceded for them.
We letting them go. Come on now.
Yeah.
And some of us want them to go. forgetting you used to be one.
Selfish.
You used to be on their ball team.
Okay.
Before you met Jesus.
Selfish booger.
Hello, light bulbs.
Teacher of Apostle.
That's what I wanted to bring out, Pastor Frazier. I didn't mean to take it from you, but I had to get there. Hallelujah. I wanted the saints to hear that, because that's what Jesus did. And this is our priestly ministry as intercessors. He is our great intercessor. He's eternally making intercession for us.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be making intercession for the earth.
That's right.
David said, Lord, after you clean me up, I repent. In Psalms 51, he said, I repent, wash me, hyssop, all of that, creating me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. Then he says, and take not the Holy Spirit, give me the joy of my salvation. He said, if you do that for me, then can I teach transgressors your ways.
My Lord.
I teach transgressors that you are forgiving God.
Yes,
that you're merciful. That you're kind. That you're loving. That you're reconciling. That they can come to you and receive forgiveness and restoration. But restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Woo! Gave somebody some preaching stuff for the night. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus did a lot on that cross.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Did it all for the transgressors.
Yeah.
He didn't do it for saved people.
No,
I come not for the whole. I came for the sick.
That's right.
I didn't come for the strong. I came for the weak.
Oh, my God.
I didn't come for those in the palace. I came for those in the pit.
That's right. In the hood. In the
I didn't
hood.
Come for the righteous. I came
That's
for the
right.
sinner. Hello, somebody. I'm
Hello.
Talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus now. What he came for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That I might show you the mercy of God. In the flesh. And until we become like him, hallelujah, as intercessors, that we can teach transgressors his ways through our example. I'm redeemed today.
Jesus.
Redeem somebody else. I'm saved to save somebody else. I'm healed to make somebody else whole. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
My. What an awesome God we serve. Happy Good Friday to each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's risen. He's risen. Praise the Lamb of God. He's risen from the grave. He's risen from the tomb. Know that, people of God. We serve a living God.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have an awesome Resurrection Sunday. I don't celebrate Easter. I
Me
celebrate
neither.
The resurrection.
That's right.
Amen.
I celebrate the resurrection.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I love you all. Thank you, Pastor Brad Frazier. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. Ladies of intercession, thank you. My God, my God, my God. I love you all. I'll talk to you next week. Be blessed.